Good morning, everybody. Thanks to everybody for being here. I'm Senator Pat Gallivan. Many of you know I'm the former sheriff of Erie County, and I was a former state trooper. I stand with a number of my colleagues today. I'll introduce as each one of them speaks. Police officers across New York State initiate millions of traffic stops each year. While no one's happy about getting pulled over, most of these interactions are fairly routine. But as a former state trooper and sheriff of Erie County, I understand the natural apprehension and anxiety many vehicle operators feel during a traffic stop. Law enforcement officers, while trained in policy and procedures, are also anxious when approaching a stopped vehicle. We've all seen instances of what can happen when procedures are not followed or drivers act inappropriately. I believe better education is key. I co-sponsor a bill that would require driver's education and defensive driving classes, as well as a driver manual and pre-licensing courses, to include instruction on proper procedures when people are stopped by a police as part of all driving courses. The bill has bipartisan support. It's endorsed by the Police Conference of New York, State Troopers PBA. I'll continue to push this bill when the legislature returns to session in January. In the meantime, our office, with the help of many, has created a brochure that contains much of this valuable information, and it's for drivers of all ages. This guide is intended to alleviate anxiety and help ensure that interactions between law enforcement officers and drivers are civil, respectful, and safe for all involved. It was created in collaboration with police officers, attorneys, legislators, and officials from the Department of Motor Vehicles. It outlines some of the rights and responsibilities of drivers and suggests the best practices and procedures to follow during a traffic stop. Drivers, police officers, and taxpayers all benefit from everyone being more informed. With this brochure, we'll collaborate and work with people in the community to distribute this to, among others, police departments, schools, libraries, community centers, AAA, and it'll also be available on our website for download and printing. I'm thrilled to have the people that are with me today, my colleagues in government, and a student intern of ours that was very involved in helping to put this together. And I'll introduce each of them and ask them each to say a few words. And I think it's significant when you look at their relevance and their importance when it comes to vehicle safety and their concern about vehicle safety and trying to keep this police citizen, police vehicle operator interaction civil. So I'm thrilled that they're here today. I thank them for their input, thank them for being here today. And I will first introduce the Erie County Clerk, Mickey Kearns, who of course operates this and other auto bureaus in Erie County.
Thank you, Senator Gallivan. That you're not supposed to do.
Lieutenant, go get him.
So, Senator Gallivan outlined his extensive police experience as a former state trooper, as the Erie County Sheriff, and law enforcement at the front end, when you get pulled over, people like the lieutenant and others, they're doing their job. And it's one of the most dangerous things that they do is pulling someone over. So of course, they want to be safe. They want the driver to be safe. But as my current position as Erie County Clerk, when people do receive a fine or there's a revocation of a license, they come here or to any of our other facilities. Being pulled over can be stressful. No one is ever ready for those flashing lights and sirens that pop up behind you as you are driving down the road or highway or going to work or just in the car with your family. While you may not think being pulled over is warranted, you cannot let your emotions get the best of you. I encourage all motorists, new and experienced, we work with all of our permit holders to give them the most information, and we will also be including Senator Galvin's additional packet to follow all traffic laws and even do not get pulled over. We have a representative here today from AAA. We have worked with AAA in the past on programs that are going into our schools to having people not texting and driving, not using technology, and of course, not using any type of alcohol or other substance that could impair your driving. Turning off your ignition, turn off the radio, roll down your window, and keep your hands on the steering wheel so they can be seen by an officer. Have your driver's license ready, your vehicle registration, and a valid proof of insurance. If you find yourself in need of proof of insurance, you can contact your insurance carrier. Or if you need a duplicate, you can come here to this facility or any other facility to do that. It's important to work with law enforcement to let them know that they're doing their job. But once again, it can be stressful when you get pulled over by law enforcement. If you stay and remain calm, and that's what we convey to our newest drivers, please be calm and listen to all of the directions from law enforcement. You do not want to be coming in here trying to get a license reinstated for a revocation for numerous points on a license. It's sad and it's expensive. New York State charges you a tremendous amount of money to do that. So with that, I support this program wholeheartedly. We will have these materials at all of our locations. When we go out and do our clerk on the go, we will be giving these packets out. And of course, with our interaction with Elizabeth Carey and AAA, we'll continue to advocate for safe driving among all of our motorists. So once again, thank you, Senator Galvin. We really, truly appreciate this initiative. And anyway, as my role as Erie County DMV Commissioner, I would be happy to be supportive. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All yours. So we worked with a number of different law enforcement agencies in putting this together, and they were all extremely supportive. Among the things, so police officers do receive training in pulling a vehicle over and how to conduct a traffic stop, but there is natural anxiety, and it, of course, in part, the training places the responsibility on the police officer to do whatever they can to keep that interaction civil. We, of course, want to help educate drivers to do their part, to help relieve the anxiety of the police officer that's stopping them, to be respectful, to not escalate a situation. So if you keep in mind just recently the Tyreek Hill incident, and while I don't know what precipitated that stop, for anybody that's seen the video, you see in the video there was a level of cooperation by the driver initially. Then he didn't cooperate, and it escalated from there. And we then saw ultimately at least one individual, one police officer, overreact. But had the operator followed some of the suggestions that are in here, it would never have gotten to that level. Nonetheless, the police are trained in this, but there is that natural anxiety. They're human beings as well. We're grateful for the input that they provided, and one of the people that helped out with this, who is representing Erie County Sheriff John Garcia today, is Lieutenant Jeremy Lenning from the Sheriff's Office, and I'm grateful for his help on this, the job that he does on a daily basis, and the fact that you're here today to say a few words.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, and thank you all for being here. On behalf of Sheriff Garcia, thank you, Senator Galvin, for spearheading this educational campaign and allowing the Erie County Sheriff's Office to participate. As a former sheriff, we know that you understand the challenges that law enforcement can face when initiating a traffic stop. The Erie County Sheriff's Office so far this year has initiated thousands of traffic stops. We understand that there is always a degree of uncertainty when we do so, and certainly understand that these are stressful situations for both the driver and sometimes even the passengers. Our deputies are to act with integrity, fairness, and professionalism during these investigations. We simply ask that the motorists and those involved in the traffic stops remain calm and cooperative. It is our hope that this document being disseminated by Senator Galvin will help all those involved understand how to do so. Thank you very much, Senator Galvin, for your time.
All right.
Thanks, Lieutenant. Over 20 years ago, when I was sheriff, I worked with Attorney John Elmore, who also helped to provide some input for this, on this very topic, and we focused on traffic stops in the inner city at that particular time. I mean, over the years, it's unfortunate that this just isn't a common sense thing that takes place all the time, and the state hasn't done anything, hence the legislation trying to start with the state so that this is required instruction in all courses and part of the curriculum. A year or so ago, it was very interesting to me. I had the opportunity to speak, to visit Orchard Park High School and speak with their government class. And afterwards, I was talking to one of the students who at the time was the president of what?
History and Debate Club.
The History and Debate Club. And I had, as part of the things I talked about our proposed legislation. And among the things that he talked about, he says, you know, my friends and I, we're in the cafeteria, and one of my friends says, I got stopped by the police the other day. I didn't know what to do. I was scared, I was anxious, etc. And so we talked a little bit further, and I thought it's time to do something to support our legislation. And Evan and I had a conversation, hey, how would you like to get involved in trying to do something about this? And so Evan Dorr was a student last year at Orchard Park, graduated, and now is a freshman at Harvard. He came home to help talk about this today. But Evan interned in our office and was very instrumental in putting this together, and actually sat down, either sat down with or interviewed the various individuals who had input over the phone, and was a key part in this. But I think what is so significant is here we are in a suburban school talking about having some of the same concerns and dealing with a topic that we did 20 years ago in the inner city, focusing on the traffic stop. And we look at what we've seen over the years, highly publicized incidents that have gone awry because these stops have gone awry. But nonetheless, Evan was a part of this. I'm very grateful for his interest and for the work that he did and the fact that he's home visiting. And I'd ask him to say a few words.
Thank you, Senator Gallivan. Good afternoon. My name is Evan Dorr, and I'm honored to be standing here among some of the most trusted and dedicated public leaders in Western New York. Though at first glance, I think it might be difficult to understand why we are assembled here today. Those gathered here today are public leaders of different stripes, different constituencies, and different responsibilities. Yet, it's my firm belief that we are united by an understanding, a consensus about the first duty of public life. I think the first duty of public life is the duty to care. The duty to care sincerely and meaningfully for the people whom we have been trusted with the power and privilege to represent and advocate for. I see that virtue here in the various individuals and institutions that I've had the opportunity to work for so far. That sense of duty, a duty to care, animates this effort to promote traffic stop safety. For drivers and law enforcement officers alike, traffic stops are often sites of tension, anxiety, and uncertainty. Unfortunately, those feelings can easily allow small mistakes, subtle oversights, and uninformed fears to escalate a traffic stop into tragedy for our drivers and officers alike. This initiative aspires to streamline traffic stops in Western New York by distributing proper information on the rights and responsibilities to our drivers, particularly newer generations of drivers, as they learn the rules of the road. I'm confident that a combined, caring commitment to educational outreach and the state legislative solutions will be effective at promoting safer and streamlined stops and healing police-community relations. We have a unique opportunity here in Western New York. We have the chance to be a city upon a hill, a shining model of how proactive, caring leadership can make a difference. As the first group of leaders to initiate such a program, we also have a unique burden to get it right. And as we light the torches that will be carried elsewhere to the state legislature and beyond, we have to remember that duty to care and that obligation to get it right. I'm excited and indeed honored to be a champion of this initiative as we cure the blind spots in civic education in Western New York, New York State, and ultimately the country I love and call home. Before I conclude, I want to restate my sense of gratitude. not just anyone trusts the ideas, intuitions, and drive of a then 17-year-old kid. I'm profoundly grateful for Senator Gallivan's attentive leadership, responsiveness, and insight into this initiative. And of course, a thank you as well to Jim, Keith, Eileen, and Kim for your guidance and companionship in the office. You have all taught me more than you will ever know, and the future for this work is just beginning to unfold. Finally, I want to close with a bit of wisdom and vision from a timeless statesman, Theodore Roosevelt. He reminds us that this country will not be a permanently good place for any of us to live unless we make it a reasonably good place for all of us to live in. Words to live by. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the future president for his comments.
Yes, good job.
Great job. Great job. We talk about education being important. This is, and part of this is an education campaign, not just to get the legislation passed, but to educate current drivers and future drivers. And when we think of education, we think of schools, of course. The superintendent of the Hamburg Central School District, the president of the Erie Niagara School Superintendents Association, Mike Cornell, is with us today. I thank him for his input in this and his willingness to speak out and be part of helping us to get the word out, to help drivers, to help keep these interactions safe and help keep everybody safe and what he does for our kids. Mike.
You beat me to the punch, because this is not the last time you're going to see Evan standing, you know, behind a podium in front of the press, I have a feeling. I just want to share two quick things that came to mind when I talked to the senator about his initiative. One of them is that, particularly for our younger drivers, my son is a relatively young driver, he's 19, going to be 20. And what it does is it takes the informal knowledge that we hope that all of our new drivers would have when they get their license and makes it formal in a way that's really important in a well-done piece, too. The, you know, as an educator, I look at that stuff and just see, make it an assessment of, you know, if I'm 17 or 18 or 22, does it catch my attention? Does it give me the stuff that I need? Am I going to read all the way through it so I get the information that I need to have? And it really does, and I don't think it's a secret, that a part of the reason for that is you had a 17-year-old kid putting it together, because he is of that audience, and it makes a lot of sense for him to present the information in that way. I stand in admiration of all my colleagues here, but particularly so in the case of Evan, as somebody who taught participation in government for like a dozen years before I went into administration. This is what we want our kids to do. Like, this is the authentic assessment of what we teach our kids in school. So congratulations to Evan, his family, who I'm sure fostered that love of getting involved in things, and his teachers at Orchard Park High School. You know, to Pat and the team in his office for recognizing they had a little nugget of gold here, and they allowed him to kind of run with it in a way that a 17-year-old kid would. The other thing I think about real quickly, it's a theme that Evan picked up on, is one of the most important things for any community to do is to create a real sense of safety in community. That's a part of the tug and pull that happens in all communities. And one of the most vital connections to, that leads to that sense of safety and sense of community is the connection that the police officers in a community have with those whom they serve. So this piece of formal knowledge makes explicit the framework for interactions between the police and someone who stopped during a traffic stop, and fosters the really productive connection that we have in all the interactions that police and the community have. This reminds us that our police officers really are here to serve and provide that sense of safety and security, and really the glue that creates that sense of community that is essential for all of us, really, to feel safe and feel like we truly belong here in Western New York and in any community. So I'm grateful for the senator and his team, especially grateful for Evan for bringing these suggestions to us and to our youngest drivers that we'll use and provide in our schools in a really accessible format. So grateful to be here. Thanks to you for being here. Thanks to Evan for being the brains behind it, and all of our law enforcement partners for doing what they do every day. So thanks very much.
And the AAA, of course, is all about highway safety. We've worked with them over the years. I worked with them both as a trooper and as the Erie County Sheriff to help keep our roads safe. And so we're grateful that they are here today. We're grateful for the work that they do and for helping us to get this message out. Representing them is a familiar face, I'm sure, to all of you, is Elizabeth Carey.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for having us here today. 125 years. AAA will celebrate that anniversary next year. And traffic safety has always been the core of our mission at AAA. And as an advocate for traffic safety, this document, this pamphlet, stands out for several reasons. And one, you heard the background noise today, right? All that traffic going by. This is just one corner in Western New York. Traffic incidents happen. Traffic stops are necessary to keep our roads safe. But a pamphlet like this goes a long way, and Senator Galvin and Evan had a proactive approach to say, let's educate people, because you see those lights in your rearview mirror, your stomach flips, you're nervous, you're like, what's happening? Your response shouldn't be one that's learned on the fly. So this is going to go a long way in educating people, but also in protecting our law enforcement as well. So it really has a twofold approach. And AAA actually has a driver education program, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary in October. And 386,000 local students have gone through the program over the 20 years. And so AAA is thrilled to see this legislation celebrated and supported both downstate and upstate here with Senator Galvin, that would add this curriculum to the driver education program formally, so that it would be required, so that students would be able to learn immediately what to do in the case of a traffic stop. And again, that would go a long way in keeping everyone safe, from both the driver and the occupants, and also law enforcement as well. So pleased to see this actually happening. AAA is hoping to be able to hand these out at our AAA locations and to our driver education students. And congratulations to Evan and the Senator for taking this approach and for including us with our community partners in today's event. Thank you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. One thing I didn't mention earlier is that this, we talked with the Secretary of the Senate, this will be made available to every Senate office across the state. Of course, it'll be personalized for their particular office, so that whether they're in Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, or New York, they'd be identifying with their local representative. But nonetheless, we're very excited that the Senate, that the Secretary of the Senate has agreed to be able to print this and make this available to every senator for distribution across New York State. Questions for me or anybody?
Getting pulled over obviously is a very nerve-wracking experience for anybody, but for specific people it might be a little bit more nuanced, specifically with the Black community, because of various different history there. Does this program and any potential legislation take those nuances into account?
What the legislation does is it directs the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles to put the actual content together to deal with these individual things. And it provides that the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles can consult with the state police, can consult with the ACLU, and any organization that they see fit to try to deal with those particular nuances. And then the hope is, beyond the legislation, when it comes to the education piece, that we're working with individual communities, local law enforcement agencies who are working with their particular communities, their community centers, their population, and talking with each other. And talking with each other about this and dealing with the things that might be unique to each individual community. But the very root, the bottom line of all of this is, be respectful to each other, be polite, it could be business-like, you can ask questions, but it's trying to stress that this should be an interaction, a civil interaction between any human beings, which at its basic core, I would say is similar in every single community. But that's a long way around to saying, yes, there will be the ability for it to be nuanced. And the hope is that if this is in every community, and the whether it's the public information officers, whether it's the AAA, whether it's schools, whoever is doing this instruction, the driver education courses, they have conversations and talk about the things that might be unique to an individual community or an individual population. I think there's many reasons that this interaction goes bad, but it's not unique to today. I mean, my experience going back as a sheriff and as a trooper, I mentioned earlier, I worked with John Elmore on this 20 some years ago when I was a trooper. It was a problem then. When I was sheriff. When I was a trooper, young trooper 20 years prior to that, so 40 years ago, it was an issue then. So I think, you know, at different points in time, including today, we see different things in society that might contribute perhaps a little bit more to this. But I think that this is an age-old problem. I was talking with somebody, they just said it seems like a no-brainer that this should be part of a driver education course, and drivers should be educated in this. It's really, when I thought about it, they're right. It's kind of beyond me that we really haven't talked about it, at least the state hasn't talked about it, to ensure that it's that this is content for every driver, something for every driver to know. So, today, and for some individuals, it might just be today's society and their own lack of respect for authority. But I think this has been a problem, at least through my 40-year law enforcement career, and I suspect through the 125 years of people driving and getting pulled over by the police. That actually is addressed in here, and an individual does have the right. They can record a stop, but they can't interfere with the police officer doing their job. So if they get to the point that they're recording that stop on their phone interferes with the job, the police officer, you know, could require them to stop the recording. But it is addressed, yes. I hope they do. That's something that we can't force. But I'm hopeful that when police agencies have this, this is something that their community officers do, whether it's a community police officer, a public information officer, whomever it might be. I'm hoping around the state that the police are working with, it could be the local auto bureau, it could be the school, it could be AAA, and are actually in the classroom talking to future drivers. I would think that they could be the most more effective than anybody else. Yeah, and we have them for you to take. It is available. It's available on our website right now. It's available for you to walk out right now. We have not distributed them yet to the places I said we were going to, but that'll take place over the course of the next week.
About how many?
Well, we don't go back to session again until January, and we'll have to work it. It's passed the Senate each of the last 2 years. It has not been brought up for a vote in the Assembly, so clearly work needs to be done in the Assembly. And Senator Persaud, the main sponsor of this, and we actually had a conversation this morning about a strategy to try to work to get this done in the Assembly. I met with Buffalo Police PBA Board of Directors this morning and suggested one of the ways that we can try to help get this pushed, Lieutenant, is that police agencies are talking to their legislators and saying this is a good thing. Now, can we work to get this into law? So I don't know when it's going to be passed. I'm hopeful it's this upcoming year, but we clearly have work to do within the Assembly because it hasn't been up for a vote yet. Well, I think our initial supply right now is 5,000, but that was just a number we started with estimating. Now, keep in mind, our distribution is going to start with our district, but we will make them available to anybody who asks. And once we get through the schools, the police agencies, community centers, libraries, and anybody else that we can think of, if we need more, we'll print more. And it is available, it's downloadable on our site, gallivan.nysenate.gov. Or if you can't remember that, you go to the Senate website and you find me.
And then have you been in contact with other districts or counties to maybe get those disseminated elsewhere? Because, you know, people are passing through Erie County all the time from other places, so they don't have that.
Informally, yes. Yes.
Yeah. This will be required as a part of the learner's permit, the driver's license?
Well, that's part of the legislation. The legislation proposes that, among other things, besides it being part of driver education courses, it would be part of the pre-licensing course, and at least one question would be required on the exam for a learner's permit. and it would be part of the driver's manual as well.
We're going to make this available. Just to answer that question, working with Senator Galvin, Erie County Clerk's Office participates in the Clerk's Association, where all of the clerks will have the opportunity to receive this pamphlet. So we have a Clerk's Association. I've reached out to our Western director, but we will make this information available to all of the clerks in New York State who participate in the Clerk's Association.
And let me add, we're willing to work with anybody on the distribution. If a police agency feels it can be more effective with a letter from the police chief, we're fine with that. If the mayor feels it's more effective with the mayor's picture on the back of it, that's completely okay. What's important is the content. And what's important is that we do what we can to keep those police driver interactions safe.